Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Zat jij geur, is het?
Oh, ja, dat is geen stof.
Right, as we'll address it, the elephant in the room here. So, we have a carry-on with obviously Sean Paul name, and I don't want this to be a podcast where just it's just a bit of madness. I want normal, gooey discussion, and then we'll see what goes at the end of it. So,
sounds good.
I feel like I cut the tension real nice here.
As soon as you brought it up, it's like, oh.
Ah, because I was trying to just like have wee jokes there, but as soon as I addressed it, it's now real.
Well, I'll start. I want to apologize to both of you. I let myself down, I let you down, I let your family down. I fucked up. My ego got the better of me. I was starting to think I'm the man. And then I fucked up on the drink, got a blackout, and I held my hands up. It's
very Saturday, Sunday blackout.
Yep,
exactly. That's it. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yep. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I accept your apology. Had to stand up for myself. Oh, wow. I don't let anyone walk over me. I was raised different, you know what I mean? But as the times go on, I don't hold grudges forever. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I believe about forgiveness. And life's too short, you know what I mean? So, obviously, and plus the Vaga is just the devil. The Vaga does change people. Everyone's done mad shit, mad stuff they wouldn't do sober as well. So.
Like yourself. Thank you.
See as well, Kevy, some people were saying you were off your head. You weren't.
I know
you. See, to be honest, see, for anyone watching who don't know me and Kevy, we go way back. Me and Kevy were best mates growing up, our whole lives. Kevy, there's a funny story between me and Kevy. We were born a day apart in the hospital. My mum had me on the 3rd of May. I nearly forgot my birthday. And Cavi's mum had him on the 5th of May. But it was late on the 3rd and early in the 5th. So it was probably 20 odd hours or anyway. But whenever our mums had us, they were the next labour bed each other. So we were in the same room the day one. But then we ended up not meeting each other a couple of 13, like a little years. And then we were close. And then we stopped talking after Beef for 1 year. And then now... So anyway, that's so.
We all went to Ibiza. We're all in Ibiza at the same time.
So people watching who don't know, we know each other very well. Kevy just lives there, like around the corner. So
remember, came out there when I was like,
yeah, I was obviously on drugs. If you're on coke, you have your wits about you, like. Yeah. But Faga is a different.
Faga is the worst. Like
it is. It brings the worst out in everyone.
Spurts.
Yeah. That's why it's called alcohol and spurts, because it's bad spurts. Like the Native Americans and stuff said that. It's called alcohol. Means it's like it's an old word, ancient word for I'll kill, and it kills the good soul out of you. True. That's why you need to know your name. It's like the spurts take beer, over. You know what I mean?
I just don't drink.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I say. Me and Limbo were performing in cafes, and I done my first ever sober set. Wee bit nervous at the start, but see when you get up.
Pretty kid.
Thank you, mate. I was buzzing.
It was good.
And you were earning, like, you feel way better. And everyone who's seen me before says, like, that's the best you do, because you're not slurring your words. And I'm going to try and keep it more professional going down the road, because you have an image and stuff to keep. And you don't want to. That shows you, like, what happened to us. Like, 1 minute you're flying, and one minute you just fuck things up.
I was proud to see my mate going home after a night of being in two bars. Not drinking.
I know, because the times before that, that's...
Well done, folks. People, you just can do it. You may think you can't do it.
I was just kept going on it, and it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah. I brought Liam up to get sorted out, because for performing, and I mean, there must be many people looking photos with him, looking, he's the man, literally grabbing your shoulder and rapping in your ear. Can you remember that?
Shout out to Big Stevie Morgan freestyling for about half an hour in my ear. You haven't forgot about you. It was good crack. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody in the Daddies that came to watch and support, and the fights were pretty good too. It was supposed to be more fights, but a few people pulled out, but the show was still a success. There was a few good guest appearances there too, and first time performing Isabella. So I was a wee bit nervous before, but everything went well. Shout out all fighters on the night as well. He's done well, and God bless wee Boom Boom Healy and Jared Healy. Legends.
Did you walk him out to Gisabelle or
Gisabelle?
Is that what you done?
Yeah, Gisabelle, and then I done and Joyce. So what happened was Little Man was supposed to be performing as well. He was supposed to be an R rapper, and he didn't show up. Something happened to his throat. So I was asked to fill in for him. I was only supposed to go down to walk out Jared's son, Lucas. And then I wouldn't leave anyone stuck, so I just filled in and it went well. I think people were a wee bit shocked because they weren't expecting it. They were sort of looking about going, what the fuck, there's somebody fucking rapping here. Well, but
did Joyce do it? Is that what you're on about?
Yeah, thought it was good. Like, I
enjoyed
it.
That's one of your ones, earlier ones, isn't it?
The first ever one. The first
one on Spotify and stuff.
YouTube.
You need to be getting on Spotify's. You can't get it on because is it the instrumental you use?
I haven't actually attempted to put it on.
I haven't tried to put it on.
I only wanted it to go on the SoundCloud. I wasn't even planning on putting it on the YouTube. I was only putting it on the SoundCloud because it was just something to give the people around and working on our ship. But
it's hard to get covered for sample and on stuff as well sometimes. But obviously BLK is coming over here and he's Irish, so there's a way to sort it.
Definitely seen the tune, but he didn't get back to me. So I didn't want to just try and stick it up with I didn't even ask him either, to be honest. Didn't even reach out. I just thought it was a good beat and just rapped on it. That's what people do. Like,
I'm still credited him.
There's a lot of DJs that don't like what we do because we're rapping on dance beats, but you DJs are just using somebody else's part of a song anyway. You are doing the same thing. So
you're right.
You can't really sit and be raging at us for rapping on a dance beat when you are just copying and stealing our people's music anyway. So yeah,
or there's a load of older songs to just put a wee different view.
Not all DJs. There's a lot of good DJs
Jay-Z,
out there,
like,
but
pimping, you know, goes that's a 1930s like Egyptian fucking flute.
What actually is a crack with that? Like people being raging about doing that. Like who cares? Like
I think it's just people don't like our accent for to begin with. And it's not even, it's because people in our countries don't even care. It's just people from here that don't like the sound of our accent on beats or don't really like it or don't like the sound of it. But everybody's entitled to their opinion, but it doesn't mean we're going to stop or you're just going to stop because you don't like it. Like, you're still going to do
it. It works. It does work. So
It works way better on dance beats. Like, see in my opinion, to be fair, see in Joyce Stout, it's probably the only rap beat that I actually enjoy from, do you know what
I mean? Not just saying.
Sometimes I feel like going, I want to do a song what's not dance like, beats.
In the winter
time again, and then when it starts creeping up in the summer, like do the summer tunes again, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of things I can say, like preaching ways, and obviously some people might not like it, there's different markets, but if I like it, do you know what I mean?
That's exactly it. I'm getting a lot of criticism as well about my tunes, but see if you make a tune and you like it.
It's just Belfast because they love, as we say, the pumpers, you know what I mean?
I just feel like I grew up on rap music, but I also grew up on rave music, and they're always both going to be like something that I enjoy doing, and I've always enjoyed rapping or listening to rap music, and then I'm never going to not write a rap. When I'm writing these raps, it's a rap beat, but sometimes it just may work or flow on a dance beat. And you don't have to plan it out. Sometimes people can make a remix of it, like Mick Kearney. Remember when he went, somebody made that into a tune, you know what I mean?
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
He made two tunes. Did you see the wee man plays the violin, taking the piss? Plays the violin, taking the piss. He turned in out there in the tune as well. Yeah. But obviously, the dance beats are also better for like performing. If people want to go out and night out, people want to dance like BMO.
You can get ratty, tell a song like that.
It's just the way your audience, I think. I think it just gives like.
In Belfast, especially,
it just opens that.
Like, I think the transition was the tune of the whole summer. That song, like, you've done amazing with that song. That song was fucking. It's so good. Like, I still fucking love that song. I still play it all the time. My channel loves it. Everyone loves it. It's class.
The only thing I would say as well is like the views on our flan on it, 70K, and the YouTube. Does the UK have some things that does my head in a bit about it is when the just write Cavi Forex and stuff, and you're like they're confusing K-hole with obviously it was all of us to start it. Limbo said the name as well. And yeah. The people would just say Cavi Forex is just Kay hold her stuff and sometimes forgets about
us
kind of thing. Because I've obviously you were pushing the promo loads. Like.
But that wasn't me trying to like claim credit for it. It was just me. I was the one promoting on my TikTok. So then loads of people on TikTok, loads of people haven't heard the full song. I meet people that haven't heard them. I'd be like, are you actually serious? Like, you haven't heard the full, like, do you know, they just listen to it on TikTok.
On TikTok.
But that's like, that's just, like, see, TikTok, well, it's not something that I wanted to do. Like, it's not something that I want to go and fucking do. But it's just the way to do it these days. It's the easiest way to sort of go viral. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was you actually said to me to start putting my face on camera TikToks, do you know what I mean?
It says the best way to get their music in there, but it does, I was listening to the van, and it says Cavi Forex, and then it says in small cables.
So that's the SoundCloud account, because I changed that. It's the same, like, it's my SoundCloud account on my laptop, not on my computer, but like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube and all, it's still K-hole. It's just,
you should make a separate account.
So well, Sean Paul said that to me. It's just like, my computer is logged into them, and I just think, like, K-hole, I wanted to build K-Hole Music like as like a record label, do you know what I mean? And I just uploaded new songs to that and changed the name of it. I don't think there's anything like wrong, like I'm not getting paid from SoundCloud, do you know what I mean? It's not like, I don't think it's not that big of a deal. Like, I think
it's not to do with money, it's just to do with actual who done what and the names and
the song still says K-Hole Transition.
I know, but it says as well as that Cavi Forex, don't say Rainbow Slice SP, Cavi Forex, K Hole Transition.
And the K Hole songs would just say us underneath it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you click into it, it says it. Like, I don't think that's a big deal. I think I just changed, that's my SoundCloud account and my YouTube account. Like, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, what, it says K Hole.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, what says it on Spotify?
SoundCloud is you can whack up anything you want. With the likes of Spotify, it needs to be a beat made for you, your unique beat. Can't be copyrighted and stuff, whereas, like, if you go on all the best remixes and stuff on SoundCloud, you know what I mean? But, obviously, the way Limbo put BLK on, no, it's powerful. See, like, I like doing the Spotify ones, because then on the Instagram story, like, it comes up, you know what I mean? Like, you can hit on the music, whereas that doesn't come up kind of thing.
I SoundCloud, you can just sort of upload anything, can't you? But that's why, like, with Spotify and all, it's more, like, it's K-Hole has the artist profile, you know what I mean? If you're listening to it on Spotify, it's K-Hole. But it's just because the SoundCloud account, I've capped the SoundCloud account. Like, I didn't want to delete that account, or
I just think
SoundCloud's where it's mostly listened to and mostly heard. So it's people, the most listeners to hear it should mostly see then that we are also the people that made it.
I just think we've never really sat down.
Even Taylor McCann, like, as well. Taylor deserves the most credit for the whole tune.
Yeah, because it's the
catchiest part of the tune is the beat.
Yeah,
it is. It should say Taylor McCann Transition featuring K-Hole.
See that.
But Taylor agreed to give us that beat. So
Taylor hasn't even got paid or anything.
Neither have I.
I know, but he made the beat.
Because see the way it all broke.
We weren't looking paid because we were making the tune.
Yeah.
We weren't looking paid, but Taylor made the beat. He and it doesn't matter who you are, if you make a beat.
We haven't sat down and all like talked about it and what way we can like split things, what way we can.
What many views is it on?
If we do,
how many views is it? How many
210 on SoundCloud.
210,000. What's it on Spotify?
Like 60.
YouTube 75.
Right, so see you, like, you'll not be able to monetize a song on YouTube just because you can't put an ad in the middle of it.
Streaming,
you need like millions.
If we do, it obviously gets split four ways.
There's definitely some money here, like, do you know what I mean? There's some money here because you just have to check the royalties, because see how much monthly listeners the K-Hole tune has. That's one of the biggest ones. Even John Sue, shout out John Sue, he was saying to me the other day, like, see, like, the monthly listeners for that transition song and all, it's no one's really done that, do you know what I mean?
What's that on SoundCloud or Spotify?
On Spotify and stuff,
yeah. That's big on Spotify.
Unlike, obviously, like, the likes of Young Spencer and Kneecap and stuff have, but that there's... It was the summer anthem.
How long has the song been out?
Since August, the end of August, isn't it?
12 weeks. Hard.
2 months or so.
It'll definitely get a million streams on SoundCloud.
I think Taylor said if it gets a million, we'll get something like... He said
do you get like a no way YouTube give you like a plaque or something? Do you get anything like that?
There's a way for us to get paid. I don't want to say it now. We were talking about it before when we were...
Say it?
No, it's a publishing place, you know what I mean? I just don't want to say it, but you just you put your name in it, and then it splits, and the much times it's got played. Like our song, Tommy Twin and all sent us, it was playing in Portugal. There's ways to get paid for Eamon's playing it in Portugal. We all, because everything happened so fast, we didn't kind of capitalize on certain things.
I think the streaming services, you're not actually going to make any money worth talking about.
It shows. You make money in the shows.
See, I says to Liam on the way down, I says, see when you's all...
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Done ready to blow. Loads of people in the comments were sort of going laughing. Yeah. What the fuck here?
Don't quit your day job, lads.
I just did quit my motherfucking day job.
I quit my day job because I had a show on Saturday. You can't stop a stream. Fuck the big fat specky managers.
See, like the transition and the song, like the transition of the transition, if that makes sense. That song, from Ready to Blow is insane.
And we knew that was going to happen. We already, we was kind of like, that was meant to be like that, because then we were wanted
people
to
laugh,
go,
yeah.
Fuck here, they're actually good. Whereas at the start, it was like a piss tip, if that makes sense.
I still like Ready to Blow.
I love it.
Because
I actually
think, obviously I've rapped like for years, but I did bring my A game. I brought my two best verses for two songs.
Bingo,
like,
bango.
Bingo, bango.
Like, that's proper.
Cocktail, strawberry, kiwi, mango.
See, when I see people put up like a cocktail with bingo, bango, I love it. But just on that, the Ready to Blow thing was like, the beat was all right, but the only reason we actually done that is because I had already agreed with someone to make a tune, remember? And I remember you were actually saying, we'll just leave that and not go to Manchester. But in my head, I was like, nah.
His mix wasn't good. Like, I thought he was going to be better, like, because he worked
with Who is this? Who we're talking about?
He took too long.
P1.
Yeah, he did.
But it must be
and then it got rushed.
See, trying to
because
get all three
he was
flows.
Taking long, and then we were trying to rush it too. So, it was one of them ones.
There, it's different over there, though, isn't it? Like,
it's not the same as here. You're not getting you're going to get a completely different producer from here than you're going to get from Manchester.
It?
They're going to have different, like, ways they produce.
I think because they had three,
like, uniqueness, you know what I mean?
Is mix, and there's, like, three different, complete different flows. Ari's flows, he's probably sitting there going, right, I had to move this, and then next minute, Cavi's coming in, and then I'm coming in, you're going, it's all, especially three at once.
And one who's doing it for the very first time, like, it's going to be a task for him as much as it was for us.
About Liam, he goes, what is it, New Girl used to give sucks for a gram?
What's happening in Belfast? Sucks for a gram, stealing
hugs
in the back of the van.
He was shocked.
The transition was like, as soon as we heard the beat, we were actually driving about in Manchester listening to that beat, and we were like, we're going to make a pumper for us.
I feel like there was more time spent on Ready to Blow, and there was less time spent on transition.
That's transition.
And it's like some of the raps that I would write, the ones you spend the most time on, the one really listen to, whereas the ones you take 20 minutes to write, it blows up for some reason. I don't know.
I think it's
because you have fun with them once and you're maybe going deep, you know?
We hadn't even heard each other, sort of like, we just met in the studio for transition, didn't we? And
we were promoting like mad and hadn't even heard you even rap yet. I was going, what the hell? Like, because obviously you said you've known Kevy for ages, like, see, knowing Kevy before us, like, you definitely wouldn't have thought he would have ever rapped. And the fair play to you, like, to be fair, because it takes balls to actually put yourself out there, and what you're like getting tortured online comments and all be hard, because look, all the fake stuff, what's the one, just like all the fake messages, people were making fake screenshots and I mentioned my name and all, like, I could ruin someone's life.
That's weird. That's weird. Put a blue tech down, didn't they? Put your name or blue tech, Harry.
Thankfully, they've done that, because that...
Russell really didn't have even known.
The fact that he stopped to just sit and explain himself in the group chat.
Explain yourself about anything, like, that's mad. But I would love to find out who it was and just choke him. Like,
it was on a drug dealer page, like, act like him. I obviously, like, seen it, and people would see that on that page, and, like, Cavi was doing this, so that's the only reason I...
Is that an app that you can download and then
you have everything?
Or did they go and make a whole new Facebook?
You have artificial intelligence.
I don't know, actually.
You have everything.
Do you ever watch Prison Break? Did you ever see when they put Lincoln in the jail and he didn't even do it, but
the government did?
They made it happen. It can be done.
Yeah, you can do it.
Link the Sink was innocent.
Let that sink in.
So crazy man.
Let that sink in.
God bless T-Bag.
But you know he's a great actor. Do you know how you know someone's a great actor? When you fucking despise them.
What do you think of the kneecap movies? Watch it.
Classmate. Leave fun. That. Was class. Yeah. Hard eye. Like, it's mad hard big. They've got like...
Chucky Orla!
See, they bring some hype to their shows. Like, I think they're playing in the Odyssey here.
Aye, Ed Sheeran was there. Ed Sheeran went to Rowan Watson.
They're going
to Dublin, Vicar Street.
Odyssey, 21st of December.
Just on that, before God the tables, but I actually bought the lads tickets for the kneecap.
It's my man's birthday too.
Are you going?
I'm gonna have to go, mate. I wouldn't miss it, to be fair.
Well, your ticket's still there if you want it.
Where's your man's birthday?
My man's birthday. My wee sister's over. I'm gonna just...
Where's it?
Kneecap.
Is she going?
Aye, she may as well. It's her birthday. I don't want to miss her birthday. I'm going to kneecap, so she may as well.
Bring your ma to kneecap.
That's what I said. I said I can't picture my ma in a marsh pit or anything. She's like,
did it here?
You're going to see it soon.
He jumps out, doesn't he?
Yeah. What do you call it? Crowdsurfing?
Crowdsurfing. He's doing, Smuggly Bob's doing 10K. They're touring in London. And they're doing 10K and he's on the buggy, you know, and he's still doing it. 100%.
Do you know him?
Yeah. Thought I didn't know them. I thought they didn't know me. Legends. But I remember their face in a party when they only started rapping. I was loving it. And I walked in the black taxi depot. And I was like, fuck, there's them boys. And then they were like, SP, what's happening? Oh, you still in uni in Liverpool? No? You mad cunt? Oh, it's here. We went down and seen the murals. We all went down together. And they're good lads.
Do you know Nemo? He lives just like, see that house there behind it? Like, he does not. Like,
is in there now?
They're working class people.
Get
just them on the
like, podcast.
I take them,
mate. Well, they're legends. Like, they're killing it.
There is a couple of big, like, things that we're getting asked for, obviously, with the split will happen. But, obviously, I worked in Magaluf and stuff. And there's people contacting me from Magaluf, like MCP, saying about the transition song and about trying to get, like, all the lads over, like, in the summer and stuff.
Shout out to MCP. So
I got
I was on the... Did you ever see that Magaluf official?
Tony?
Oh, I was talking to him about it.
Because I used to work with him.
He said transitions requested flat out. Like,
My mate Connor works there, and I worked for the clubs. I know the DJs and all.
I sure, like so, you said about you Portugal.
Draw me,
so it was on Portugal, Magaluf and stuff. It was played everywhere. And obviously someone was on about Ibiza as well. We'd love to get over next summer and do Magaluf and Ibiza because life's too short.
Got to see Transition live on Saturday night for the first time.
That's mad.
I says to Liam, see when I was watching you, I was like, it was weird. I was like, say if you're at a concert watching Storm or something, because I was so used to hearing that song and love it. And then I was like fanboying out, getting to see you were my mates. I'm getting to watch it live. And I was like, it didn't even feel like you were my mates for like the 3 minutes you just were rapping. I was like, this just feels like they're just like proper artists.
No,
like,
these
are proper artists, but I mean, yeah, like, it didn't feel like that for me. It felt like a fan, know what I mean, rather than a friend.
Yeah, me and Nebo have been performing together for years, so like our energy together, like throughout the years, have been class. Like, it bounces off each other, like powerful. Like,
Space Jay was hyping us up on the stage. I just could hear somebody like, go on. Yes, everybody make some fucking noise. And you just looked, and it was like, I didn't know Caffrey's, realized Caffrey's was that big. It was like more and more.
It felt like you were playing or something.
There was loads of people. I was going, this is a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was good.
I enjoyed it.
You wouldn't have thought you were on the Falls Road that night, like.
Yeah, I thought I was actually on my holidays. Like,
working holidays, you know what I mean?
So, Kevy, how's your new song?
Oh, it's going well. Numbers are doing well. What do you think of it? I know you kind of say the first one. I do like this new one, and I've got good feedback from it. Like,
Adam's good.
Shout out Atomic Adam on that.
Yeah, I was with him and Dirtbird and stuff.
He was actually saying about like he would have loved to make K-Hole Beach, do you know what I mean, before the split happened. Like,
shout out to Adam.
There's another one, Resonate. He was on to me, and I don't know what to say back to him, like, because it was meant to be the K-Hole song, and then he says he wants it done at the end of the year, and then I'm making our songs. I have a song with Grey Man coming out, and then I have that beat's sitting there.
Isn't that being used?
I still have the verse and all, but
yeah. I want to get it done, like, but obviously it's down to Liambo. I think it's
not down to me. You just can work away. Like,
no, I think that if we just done that song to sort of respectfully like part ways, it would just everyone wins because everyone would get to hear a pumper, and I think obviously.
The beats,
I know we fell out, like, but remember, Liam, I've done a lot for you. We've done a lot for each other, and I am your friend, mate. I know I fucked up, and I know people around you might not like me, But you know me, Liam. Do you know what I mean? You know me from when me and you were together. And I think that I would love to make the last song and then we could go our separate ways. And I think it's a win-win for everyone. But again, out of my control, do you know what I mean?
I feel like times have changed.
In what way?
Times have changed. Scenarios have changed. Circumstances have changed. It's not the same the way it used to be.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But everyone makes mistakes, like you said. 100%. Yeah. So, with the beat then? So hopefully one day we could. But for Pot Resonate as well, like it would be good for him if we could do it. Do you know what I mean?
Where is it go? Is it like is there a woman singing? Is there like
lost in this moment? Sings goes. Can we get lost in this moment?
Yeah. Well, I've heard that.
No, I like you listen to it.
All right, that is
a shout out to Paul Murph.
Sweet Paul Murph.
And the Climax Hardstyle Hits.
Because he was a
nearly man. Lost his passport, but he got it back. God bless you. And here, can we just get the camera around for a second? I just want to show my mate's artwork here. This is, if you're wondering why I keep looking this way, it's because my mate's drawn all.
That's a cracker dick, to be fair. Like,
that's like super bad.
That is an absolute boss.
The super fat dick. So, banana, there's a big dick in it.
If you're ever looking at anybody to draw you a wee lethal design or a good dick, give John a shout. He doesn't specialise in drawing dicks, but he's very good at it.
Looks like he's done specialising in drawing him, he just sucks him.
Fuck, do you see out there?
Matt, who's that? Who is it?
Some man.
Hey, what was the cracker? We heard that you did. I seen her, right? I seen her.
Done like a video. Do we call it here? Here, what?
They
done a video like talking about, you know, it was like saying like I'm their favorite character, not necessarily for the rapping, but because calling to your mate's door with like an apology letter and all. She was like, that's a bit of me and all, so, like, but it was funny, like the comments and all, but I just smile.
It's funny to look back on it. Like,
she's
the Manchester trip and all, do you know what I mean? We did have good crack, and then even like recording the transition in Eulogies with Taylor and all.
Yeah, the thing was funny as well, in Manchester we recorded and we were walking up, we went to see the UFC, and then it was an open mic night, and walked into the open mic night in this wee bar, no one was getting up. He was like, anyone want to sing, no one was getting up, straight up.
Ed Sheeran, A-Team.
Nice.
Best rant I've ever heard. A-Team.
I don't
know. Better than Ed Sheeran.
Sure, what do you know?
What did Liam do?
Gangster's Paradise.
See your music.
Rest in peace to Coolio.
See your music video. Yep. Do you copy Bugsy Malone?
I did.
I see. I noticed that.
Sure, I was actually meant to be getting a Land of a Lambo for it, and then your fans said,
pull up the hotbox in a Lambo,
and then I don't want to say who it was. He ended up saying that. He changed his mind, and then he sent me someone that like ran two Lambos out, and then the more I thought of it,
why didn't you ask your mate Tom?
I know I should have asked him. He probably would.
The Storm. Shout out to the Storm.
It's the Jeep one, isn't it?
I don't really know what was that. See, just what we're saying as well about the Kehoe stuff. One thing as well, I said to Sean Paul in the car, I know like I was too much sometimes, and I was too fucking bossy and all this. But at the time, like, Liam wasn't in the country and Sean Paul was working, and I was just like, I was obsessed with it, like, and I wanted it so bad, and I was too much. Do you know what I mean? But the reason that it was too much is I just wanted it that bad. I wanted it that bad for you two, because like the Spark song, the song you're now using for your wee intro, that, when I heard that tune, man, I was like, damn, pure leafa. But like, not like it being heard, but it hadn't been heard the way like Transition had been heard. Do you know what I mean? And then I was like, we need more. So then we started Kehoe, and then I was just too much at times. Yeah, but again, it was just because I wanted
ideas and stuff were clashing, like it got to that point. But like we were saying, you were typing in stuff, and me and Limbo were like, no, we want to do it this way, and you were going, no, trust me, no, like you weren't going, like, letting us speak sometimes.
Like I said there, we didn't actually get to operate as a team in the right way, and that's my fault. Like, again, we weren't actually. Liam was only home for what, 5 weeks, was it?
5 weeks.
5 weeks, but he obviously had like other commitments, like he was going like camping and all, he was doing a load of stuff. So we had a short space at him, and we didn't get to operate as a proper team. And I think if we had done that, things would have went the right way. But again, it just didn't happen because of like other circumstances. But again,
these things happen.
Yeah, the reason that it was too much is because I wanted it so bad, and I want. I wanted it so bad for you two because
Is there any other rap groups like a
Kneecap,
Versatile,
Crack Pipe, Dairy Boys.
Is this a real group? Is it?
Aye.
Crack Pipe.
Dallin Hunter and Cantu.
No, shout out the boys. They're all. That's what I mean. You can do all solo stuff. Whereas like my market for groups. And there's not much groups and there's lots of solo but you have to do your own thing, and that's what you're saying in the car.
Yep,
he was saying, obviously, Cavi was like, right, K-hole. We were saying, right, we'll do, me and Limbo were saying, we'll do K-hole, but we have other commitments too, like our solo stuff. And then Cavi was going, no, you have to do this. And on, we like, we do.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100 year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Have our solo stuff. What Kevy was saying to me in the car is he should have took that on board.
Yeah.
And obviously work same as like Wu-Tang Clan work, you know what I mean?
If I could have done it again, like looking at the way things are going now, it would be better to do it like have K-Holer, yes, but like obviously have separate commitments. Like Liam has his own show now, if Sean Paul has a show, and then if I have my own meetings, but then you'd still have the other wee K-hole gig or whatever. Whereas in my head at the time, I was
you were just 100%
like,
K-hole. Yeah. Every song had to be K-hole. Everything had to be K-hole.
It was just like I seen the bigger potential in it. I just thought as a three, it kind of blew quicker, and it was. Do you know what I mean?
It was,
but again, like I said, I should have took into consideration that you have been doing it longer, and like you have your own shit. But again, that was just me. I was fucking obsessed. See when I seen like that Spark song, and when I really started believing in myself, I went, we can really like do, if Kneecap can do it, so can we.
All three of us made it work. You know what I mean?
As Tommy said
on the Whiskey and White as well, that it's like the whole three made it work. If you take one person out, it wouldn't work.
100%. I completely get where he's coming from. Three is a magic number.
Yeah.
It's mad to have 3 hours in one room. It's actually
not. Well, not really, because there's four, because you just drew.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Fuck.
What? And this man here, he organises it all. He has the art in his vein. Like, no.
So, Gavin, you getting in the
events? In the one venue. I'm in. The one place.
From name show, I'm going to really push it.
Good shit.
Just all different type of events. I'm not looking to just focus on music. I'm looking to do MMA events, boxing events.
Shout out to Event Loft.
So mate, it's just I'm just trying to get my head around at the minute, just how everything works. As I said, it's
fair play, something different. If you have an idea, go for it. And that's the way you are with this podcast, that's the way you are with that, and that's the way you are with other things that mean you're speaking about as well, do you know what I mean?
There's no obstacle that's gonna get in the way.
And that's one thing about like seeing Belfast as well, like they hate and all you get. People don't like to see people trying different stuff.
Well, this is it. They don't. They really don't. Like,
and yeah, they want it to feel. So see like that as well. See when I did mess things up, the people that hated on what we were doing, they were all celebrating me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you notice the viewers go up when you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, when there's drama. Yeah, like, people love it. People love it.
Big thing.
It's bad crack. Belfast is one place that's really bad for it, I don't think.
They love a witch hunt.
Yeah, I don't think like parts in England, like London or like
no,
all these so places would be as bad as that.
Like even you seen you came down to watch me and Limbo perform. Obviously the My Yard Party with Space Jam stuff, they have people who always go to them events. Shout out Snowball, shout out my missus, shout out Gavin, shout out Aaron Hillick, do you know what I mean? Slavery. Limbo, you were you know what I mean? You were part of it. I was talking about the boys coming down to us.
See, in Belfast, like, a lot of people, everyone knows of everyone. But see, when you follow someone here, and they know you know them, like, and they don't follow you back. It happened to me the other day. I was like, what the fuck? He accepted my friend request. Didn't follow me back. Like, who the fuck do you, and you know me? Who the fuck do you think you are?
I was doing a legal rave last week, and not one of my mates came down, not one. So I know how you feel like.
It is common.
You just get on.
You get on with it, you're not there for, you're there to perform, you're not there for
your mates. Up a shackle sideways, yeah!
You're not there for your mates, you're there to perform, it's your job, it's what you're there to do on the night, you're getting paid to do it, so.
So see, but see, going back to that, like see showing up for like a thing like that, it's not your event, you're just going down to do your tune. It is that be a bit of an ask for everyone to come down to watch you perform like your one or two songs. But I think like when you start to do your own shows, I think a lot of people will start to show you love and start to show you support. I think
if it's your own.
Yeah, I think like hopefully. When it's something like that on Saturday, it's like they're going down to support their show. Do you know what I mean? If they were going down, yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So like anyone that didn't go, like I get it, but I would just hope whenever you do your own show, then everyone gets behind you. Because that's what needs to happen at the end of the day, people.
That's similar to what you're saying about the music. People, when people are like growing up with you and then you do something different, like other people who have knew you for that long, they don't really like that change or something. Well, they mustn't, because it's common.
They don't know how to deal with it because they're used to a certain version of you. So when you change the version, then people don't understand it. So when the only way most people deal with not understand something's not like no.
How is COVID going?
I'm working on a couple of things that I'm going to start pushing up to Christmas, because after Christmas I want to like expand it from just t-shirts to like shoes, gym sets and all. Starting a brand's hard, like, do you know what I mean? Especially a clothing brand when you're trying to compete with like
I feel like when
you'd look great in my gym set. Sexy set.
I feel like when you bring that out, see the energy you had from when you started. I think if you kept going to the day, like you would be somewhere.
I think you definitely
took a step back.
I want to get basically what it was is when I started the brand, I was like, I need to grow new followers, and then that was at the same time that I started music. So now I have got like loads of strangers following me, loads of people like saying, like online you get a lot of hate, like comments, but in person I'm getting a lot of, like, if anyone sees me, it's always positive. So I'm going to redo the brand, but I need to do it more professionally. Like, I don't want the brand to be Cavi. I want the brand to be Code and me completely separate from it. But it's hard to establish that when, I'll get there.
Do you ever get, see where you get a lot of shade online? Yeah. Has anyone ever said anything to your face? Has anyone ever gone, you're fucking, like, you're a dickhead or a chew?
Nah.
Most people don't.
That's what I mean. People, like Mike Tyson said, people, like, doing online hating, just forget just that people get punched in the face. Like,
how do you do it? Like, how do you cope with the game comments?
If it was someone like that you knew or that actually meant something in your life, saying you're S or you're S, you might take it on board and go like, "Fuck me, he's criticized." But if it's someone you don't actually know or you're never gonna know, like you just have to like laugh at it.
Like, TikTok's way worse than like Instagram.
It's actually fake accounts. Yeah. Do you delete any? Is there any you actually delete?
Because I want to delete. See at the time when I posted that one of the Whiskey and White podcast. Whenever. Like, I was actually struggling with something else personally, and there was a couple of comments that came in negative, and I was already, like, in my head, I was like, do you know what, this is my page, I'm not going to leave that on my page, so I did delete one or two, but then it was actually Tom Smith invited me for a coffee, like, just out of the blue, invited me, and then that literally fired me, and I let the comments go. And
what did they say?
I can't even remember, but it was just like hateful shit. But then when I let the comments go, it just started blowing. Like, and it
sometimes you just get like deleted, don't know if it's like really bad.
TikTok filling under the bottom and then make you approve to go and read them.
It doesn't show me until you flick down to the bottom, and then it says
they're good at that, aren't they?
Review comments, and I was going, fuck, there's people that hate.
Did you approve or delete?
And there's people writing underneath, man. I pay you £1,000 to never pick up a mic again. I would actually do that right now. I was kidding. There's a couple of our ones.
Don't be doing that, honestly.
Please never ever up again. Please stop this. And all I was laughing.
Do you get that as well?
Everyone gets it.
I get it loads.
And you just laugh.
You have to roll with the punches.
But I said this on last week's podcast. See the transition from TikTok to Instagram? It's as if the people were fucking absolute glue bags on TikTok, and then as soon as they come on Instagram, they're all professional, they're all on their own accounts and all, and they're all acting all, oh yes, fucking stunning and all, and they jump onto their TikTok account called fucking
User 69,
and then
there's Francis and Gani, Francis and John. I was sitting there slobbering Francis and Gani and John Jones, saying I ain't gonna punch head on because it's not actually Emma's. Imagine I said I was going to punch ahead of him and then actually went and met them and it actually was Francis and Gunny.
Were they,
then
they,
you would be
were they slavery on your leg or something?
Like that? Because I was on the leave. I was on the leave talking about the whole K-hole split. I was like, I have to write this down. And someone was like, are you seriously reading from a book and all? And I was like, oh, what if I am reading from a book? I had to remember everything I do, I write down. That's how I started writing rhymes and all, you know what I mean?
And what did he, was it him saying that?
I forgot what he said, I just started slapping him.
But yeah, that is smart to write it down, because at least... Because
you'd forget what to say sometimes.
See, when I started the podcast, I used to have a bit of paper just sitting there, and I used to write everything down that I wanted to talk about. And I can remember, like, the first couple, I was like looking, and then when it was getting like the lower the page, I'd start to panic. And see, because when you go through them all, you're like, you start to freeze up and go, fuck, I don't know. But see, now yeah. It's just second nature.
There was a couple of the very first couple of podcasts that we were doing. You were going, you can just look at the, but some of them I didn't write down. And then when you were talking, I was going, fuck, I forget what that was. Or I was going to say, and then you'd be panicking because you know that. It's live and there's cameras on you, and then it just comes. Like, you just say something else, and then it just comes back.
See the way we do a podcast, I like to have cameras running. I think whenever someone just goes, that start goes go, I think you're just, you're putting a spot.
You're lucky I'm a big fan of podcasts because you're making me miss I'm a celebrity tonight. And Talisa,
ITV one, it. Plus
great.
One kid.
Jinx is great.
She was my crush as a kid, to be fair. That's
mate,
why
I love end-ups, but I mean, if her face is fucking, she's had some.
Do you know why? But you know what happened?
Yeah, seems just like yes, something
like a cerebral palsy or something. If it dripped down, so she had to get it. You know what I mean?
We went end-ups when we were younger,
didn't we? Mate, I went end-ups the other week.
You are number one.
Dude, see, I show you. I'll put it on this video. I have a video, mate. I swear.
Where were they?
I have a video.
Home back in the day.
Where's my phone? I'm on some controllers. And she's out, and then she just turned around. I'll put this video. I have in slow motion, and she just points at me, and I think she winks. She points at me anyway, and like starts smiling or something, and it like directly at me. I have a video, and it's class. I'm gonna put it up. But she's
and those I grew up listening to the CDC. Oh, Papa, can you hear me?
That's Uncle B. Uncle B, and then so he's the
Dabby's dad.
They're cousins, and then Fraser is. He's the just mate who, but he does all their
producing.
I heard that. I feel like it's.
Is recording?
He just fucks about work.
So it's on.
It's not going to be like an episode the way Whiskey might do, mate. We're not too much we do it down here. Like,
Throne bought a ticket for the show.
For paying him.
Yeah.
Aye, the boys fucking. They love the boys. They like all three of us. You know what I mean?
Tommy's a fan of your.
I'd say if Throne's going, Tommy probably hopefully goes.
Mate, and Oka Cassie's a big fan of you too.
I'm a big fan of him too.
Andy Town.
See that? Means Andy Town.
The Andy Town.
Andy Town Taliban.
Do you remember the old Andy Town Leisure Centre and used to have the big massive A, like the big Avengers A?
To have it in a coffee shop in New York. Some man has it on the ceiling in his coffee shop and he's from Andy Town.
It's dog dead, isn't it?
That's unreal.
How do you get it over? Like, you know what I mean?
He got it shipped over. Like,
I thirsty that.
Good vibes only, you know what I mean?
That's it.
Let's get the party stars. See the comments I get? They're funny as fuck.
Dog shit. Sean Paul, do you pick it up?
Dog shit.
Well, not anymore. I don't have a dog anymore, you know what I mean? If I had a dog, I'd pick it up. And if I had to pick someone else's dog shit up, I would. If it was in the garden or something.
Would you pick it up if your dog shit walked
with a bag or just your hand?
Like, no, with a bag. I seen someone the day, mate, just in Glengarry. And you know, he's just fucking swinging a bag of dog shit. It's like,
sure.
Cunts over that way, mate. They're proud to do that. Like,
we were on it, sure, the McGregor fight against Diaz. Remember, we were in Liam Bowes' man's house and we had nowhere to go. And all of us, Barry McLaren, no,
down to Rubberneck's Gaff.
Rubberneck's Gaff and Musgrave. And I think you grabbed about 10 bags of dog shit out of the bin and put them all in my pocket. So I just had.
I can remember.
And every time I kept walking away, you were just coming out of nowhere, whacking dog, like bags of dog shit in my pocket, and there was loads of them.
I can remember. I was over at Musgrave Park on it.
I was about 20 fucking dog shit. It probably would have been all sorts of different dogs too, like Spaniels and Greyhounds and
Labrador shits. Fucking everything.
So, but I miss having a dog.
Yeah,
oh,
they're companions.
I'm a Mrs. Dog. It feels like it's my dog.
No, what dog shit?
What about wee Roxy? Still see wee Roxy?
I see some wiggle on her.
Oh, wee Roxy's
that's
a
my
girl.
My auntie's dog. So she was meant to be my dog, and then I had to give her to her. Because sometimes landlords don't even want them at all. Fucking It's hard. If you want to get up and do something, it's fucking hard. It's just like having a chill, so yeah.
So maybe you have to look after it.
My mate took my 2 dogs. They're fucking out there. I paid fucking thousands for that dog.
What is going on, like?
Who pulled up the other day?
Go ahead.
Aye.
He's fucking pumped out his head.
Before I say yes, I'm a man of peace. Don't care what side you're on. I'm all about peace these days. I'm not the man I used to be 5-10 years ago. I was walking home. Just to reiterate, I broke my phone the other day and I was going to get it fixed. So anybody who's looking at me, I'm sorry. Long story short, walking home down the Finicky Road, and when you just feel a car coming like behind you, it was like slowing down. And I've got jumped before, so see when a car comes up, pulls up behind you, you still have a wee bit of PTSD from back in the day, so you're all sort of freak out a wee bit. Look round, it was a cops. And I fuck. Just kept walking. And then like they were still driving slow behind me, and I was like, what the fuck? Right. And then just heard the door open. And I looked round and I thought he was gonna get out to me, and he just went, only time you're the man's in your room, son. And if you say you want to do something.
Cops? Well, no way, actually. Yeah.
And I turned around and went, what the fuck? Exactly what you said. I went, what the?
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Fuck me, man. I absolutely love that song, mate. I fucking love that song. I just went, yeah. And yeah, because I don't want to shake his hand or nothing. I mean, PS and I, West Belfast got me doing that.
Dragon,
I mean, I'm
cops.
Not a tout, by the way. But the cops are listening to me.
Dragon,
I'm not listening to them, but they're listening to me.
Cops are mental.
And here, shout out to the cop who was supporting Rainbow Slice. Not all cops are bastards.
They are.
Just except the one who listened to me. He's all right.
I know, in the matter, like, they just... Like they probably sit much
real people do. When they're bored, like they'll be sitting on TikTok and all, like everyone else. Like they'll be well, definitely.
They'll be all fucking banging each other.
Same as that Royal Hospital, all the hospital, they're all banging each other. No?
Like, I works in there.
Far from here.
My sister works in there.
Well, no, it was the city hospital.
When I used to work in Convergys, they were all bucking each other and giving blowjobs in the car park too. And I know exactly some of them. I'm not saying no names, but just know that I know I seen it with my own eyes.
You seen a blowjob getting gift?
Not saying no names on the live. I'll tell them. Nah, no, I'll leave it at that.
Well, who's sucking dicks?
And everyone's just one person, it's happened, I mean. Balls of Buckfast, we're getting knocked every fucking break time that place by people. Break time, I think.
If you're a nurse and all, it's different. Like, say, if you're sitting there, there's all surgeons. There's some, it's on, like, some Nigerian man came over as a doctor and he had sex with, like, 5 nurses or something. All made it happen. And he's going to court or something, you know what I mean? So imagine just being in the hospital bed and then in the janitor's closet, all that's going on. It's mental.
Janitor's closet.
Yeah, imagine you're getting an operation and you're fucking knocked out and you wake up and they're all having an orgy around you.
They're hanging out the back. Is that happening?
No, not to me, like, but I'm sure it's happening. Like.
And touched it, 1,000,000%.
Aye, definitely. See, when people go over to Turkey, like, birds going over to get surgery and all. And
my,
at
my bird got surgery in Turkey? Fuck. Do you know when I got...
Were you in the room?
Did you make sure no one
can't
was...
Can't be
fiddling?
In the room.
No one was fiddling with it?
Here, see when I got my teeth done? I was laying on the chair. I mean, got them all shaved down. And this woman came in and she was like... her English was terrible. She can remember this big needle about that size. She's like, trousers down, trousers down. I was like, what the fuck? But I was like, I was in shock just of what just happened in my mouth. She started rolling me over and I was like, my head was out in the waiting room. I was like, Moy, come in here. She's put my trousers down. She rolled me over, put my trousers down.
For your teeth?
It was weird, mate. She had a stick in a Jackson in my arse. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Is it painkiller or something? But I was like...
Do you get your... See when you're getting your teeth done, do you look like a shark for a wee while?
Mate, I look like a crackhead. Like, I mean, they shave them down to like a wee fucking triangles. And then, usually they're meant to put tamps in. And then you can call back in a couple of days. They didn't give me no tamps. They just sent me home like a... Mate, I was having the pot noodles and just like... Throw the pot noodle to the back of my mouth and swallow it because you can't chew. See the sensitivity. I was having to wear a face mask here, so you talk about me and way like But it's the best thing I've ever done. Like, I'm
not have anyone... to like pick the stuff out of the pot. They don't keep the juice, or like still just do all of it.
What, when I was eating, but eating it with the teeth?
Yeah, like, did you have to take the noodles in the corner and all that?
So I would have like put my head back and like just threw it at the back of my throat and swallowed the noodles for 3 days. But it was way like it's traumatic. Like, I'm probably gonna have a bit of a hypochondriac. It was wild.
It was traumatic.
Made some conscious sitting. No, what I done? I put headphones on because I was told it was a drill to use. It's like a wee tool. Like, you want, it's like a tool you see in a dentist. But it doesn't make big noise. I've heard it was like drills and all and fucking. So I was gonna fucking kicking them. I put my headphones on and like, it's just numbing you up, the fuck. And just days working away. They have a hoover in your mouth while it's happening, so you just hear the hoover. But I had the song, it took 2 hours to shave them down. And then after the 2 hours, they sent me home. And then it was when the
numbing. Made me feel weird.
See, you know what I can't have? See, like a knife and a fork scratching the guy. It makes them like really.
Do you have any? Like, see if you have fillings. Is that your fillings gone?
So they take the nerves out of all the teeth. Like, so I had like. If their teeth, it was one of my teeth that needed as a root canal, they take it out, they take the root canals out, and then they just put them in. So, see if I was to actually chip it then, now I wouldn't even feel that, cause it's not my tooth. But my teeth are under it, they're wee fucking thinning. I don't know what it's going to be like in a load of years. It's probably, we'll have to get them done again.
I'm shy, but I'd rather run about like boot than do that. Is
Ashley Shankle not meant to get her teeth done? Like, there was people like saying that
you don't understand how famous she is. Like, I mean, I always, this is a comparison, I always wondered who's more known, Conor Burns or Shazzy Shankle. And I've always wondered it, and I was like, how would you know? So I've brought on the both on a podcast and just looked at the views, and Shazzy over doubled Conor's, right? Yeah. Conor's is on like 20,000, and Shazzy's is on 45,000.
There's people from Derry and all know Burnsy. Like, there's loads of people who know Burnsy too.
Burnsy's my favourite person in the whole world. He rings me every day. He's as funny as fuck. I love Mike.
He gives good hugs.
Yeah, from in person, he actually is good crack. Like, from what you'd see him online, like, people obviously always trying to make an idiot out of him and all. But when I've actually met him in person, like, out with you and all, he's 100%. Like,
Cunt has me skin.
No, you're a cousin, you know what I mean? You have to. No,
don't say the idea. Yeah, don't say it. Because then they will take it.
It's a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. It is good, dude.
I've never had one.
I want to try the bacon chip, but the sandwich.
I got a Christmas chip yesterday, and it was Christmas chip.
Damn, Christmas chips are flying Christmas everywhere. Chip. Like, I think the Hatch and Amelia's one look the nicest, to be fair.
Hatch is the goat. Because they do the grated Brussels sprout over the top of it, and it just gives it the wee flavour.
Get your sprouts into you, boy. Put hers in your chest.
Get your greens, boy.
Right, well, lads, we'll wrap it up.
You know what I'm going for? An Amelia's Kitchen. Straight away.
Do you want to wrap?
We'll do a wee wrap before we go.
Go ahead.
Sweet.
Too lost in this moment.
Yo, what's the crack? What's happening, mate? Pass me a gram and pass me a hot plate. Nose running like it's a cop. GSSP on the P. I have a mad face. Did a beat to the bop. Everyone loves when I jump on a beat and a rap. Cause I'm flat to the mat. From the gaff to the club to the street to the flats. Lions, tigers, birds, dogs and the cats. I pay my strap. Pay my mate in advance. Take a pill and a beef head and I drink some wine in France. Jump on the track and the buzz and hands. The lads buy me paints and the girls want to pull down my pants. Cause I like to dance over you.
Okay, have you go.
I know my verse, like, but I'd rather save it in case we
get it. Do a freestyle.
Fuck, I can't freestyle. Liam's a freestyler.
You'll see me on the 10th of January in the Sloan's kit. Don't you worry.
10th of January.
Have you any other gigs lined up?
Well, I'm hoping, obviously, I have a couple of tunes with Liambo. So, obviously, it's his show. I can call down and do a few tracks with him. But, yeah, there's some things coming out. February, there's a Grey Man starting a battle league.
It's seen that,
going against each other. I'll be here. Well, I'm starting a new job, so hopefully not. Well, it goes two songs against another two songs. But if you come to a mutual agreement with the person you're facing, then you can rap on them. There's a load of headers, but hopefully get the show sorted more next year. It's countdown to Christmas, so.
If anyone's going to win it, my money's on SP.
Yeah. Where is it?
I don't know where it is yet.
I have a new show TBD. Starting on the channel here next week.
Is it starting next week?
It's the episode's done.
Oh, did you do it?
First one. Looks good on it.
We'll have to get this on.
It looks amazing.
Did you do it?
Liam's going to set it out for you because he's trying to get this.
I've rapped already on this podcast a couple of times, so yeah. I want to give somebody else.
You want to get your songs right?
I'll jump on the sweat.
I want to give our people. There's loads of rappers in Belfast. It's not just me.
I do feel like the next year, like, see, like 2025, we will push everything. I think it's going to be the best year.
I think music in Belfast, the type of stuff that we're doing, is going to blow. Like, and there's a lot, there's, like you said about Adam and Taylor, there's a lot of DJs, producers who are like, ready to get their big breakthrough because of the beats that they're making is quality.
You're starting to see now, even going down TikTok, you're starting to see like girls like doing dances to like your songs and
yeah.
Like, which you wouldn't have seen that last year. Like it's you're seeing like and I seen a woman just doing your voice.
The Halloween.
It was just Carrie in the Falls Park, and she was just maimed it.
Yeah, so it was like there was some woman she had the Joker face paint, and she was like. So last day of Sober October, but like it was my voice and she was just me. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But it's good when you see people like doing TikToks to your songs. Like that's
one I seen was SP doing the Beetlejuice to Isabella. Like I was a belter on the bus.
Daniel Armada.
I was a belter. Did you see that one?
Nah.
You not see it?
Nah. I'll see it in a minute. See if you put Transition in the background of any TikTok, it gets about 500 likes.
Yeah. It just gets awesome. Obviously, with clearing the air and all, I just want to say, like, obviously, I already explained that I forgive Kevy. Me personally, I want to do my own thing. I want to do things with Rainbow, and I don't want to close every door. So, obviously, me and Kevy will have a wee chat. And if Kevy says he can help me and we can start making some money and doing things together, I want to work with everyone in all different ways. And especially, I need to sit down. And write stuff like agreements and on certain terms and stuff. But I feel like we can all still help each other in some way or form.
That's it. No grudges, no hard feelings, no hatred. It's all good now.
Because at the end of the day, us four sitting here, we're all mates. So I mean,
yeah.
No. Don't forget about
it. It wasn't a podcast for like we weren't coming on to sit and like people are tuning in just. To see if we're all slabbering and all. Like I says to the lads beforehand that I don't want any of that. So
this is actually the first time
if you tuned in to watch that, it was never going to happen because it was told the lads that's what we don't want. Don't want them to let themselves down either. No, it's just
of vulnerable people.
I know where you go. Apparently, I do.
I know. Sure,
even though we had a priest on, we had Keith Negyargo on, who sent by Eddie Hearn, professional boxer from the community. We've had Ram Whelan on, who lost 17 stone. But apparently, we just pick up headers off the street. We've had loads of people. We had wee Joni, we had the hypnotist. We had Boot on and Shazzy and a couple of our people. Listen, everybody's stories need to be told. Whether you're from the street or you live in the house, we're all working class at the end of the day.
Why do people think that someone doesn't deserve to be on a podcast? Why should anyone have to have a platform to go on a podcast? Like you should like every single person in the world should be allowed to sit on a chair and talk.
100%.
Like there's no
freedom of speech.
There's no people
just like to hate. And again, what most of it is. Mostly,
he's doing well. Yeah, I'll just ruin it.
It's just mostly it's their own negativity. If you see, like, for example, the people here who are trying to do stuff with their lives, we're not on writing on other people's, like, your issues. It's usually the people who are hating their own lives, hating the day, can't put themselves out there. So when they see someone else doing something different, I'm going to criticize it.
See, to make a podcast, it's like so much work, like so much expensive stuff, so much work for not no money, for
and
zero
time.
Money. Yeah. And then you're actually putting something out on the internet for people, like for people to watch and like fucking to enjoy, but then there's people sitting on TikTok lives and that's their fucking they think they're influencers because they have like 12,000 followers on a TikTok account and think like I have a say that like we're actually doing.
See when you go off your TikTok account and you walk outside, there's not 12,000 people standing at your front gate.
See TikTok as well, but it's not even like. You don't even count followers on TikTok, really. Yeah, like,
don't actually count followers really at all. Like, I know. Like, I'm glad I have support. I'm glad I have people like fans to watch my raps because obviously I do want it. But I don't really care. I just care about being like a better person than I was.
But I'm on about like see on TikTok. There's people sit on live and just like they're fucking don't even have a job. They're just talking to like some Susie up a street. And these people think like that they're actually but like they're putting something out on the internet that's worth people, watching.
You click
like,
on and they're just hollering at
like see like, yeah, like it takes 12 hours to put a podcast out. It takes 1 second to go live and talk to Susie about fucking her cup of tea sad and then these people are criticizing me. No,
I influenced him and I influenced her, but I wouldn't call myself an influencer.
Do you come up with it or is that put in a rap?
I did. Come on, listen to it.
I listen to it, mate.
Shout out my missus, shout out my ma, shout out my wee sister, shout out my family who's always there for me at the end of the day, and shout out all close ones. Shout out wee Jordy Bears, shout out my dad, Moosey, shout out just everyone who's fucking with me. I love you all. Shout out Kick Marnie. He has a broken leg, but he will be back, and mark my words.
Still kicking shit up.
And shout out Shazzy Shank. Oh, yeah.
Here, Cali man, John.
Shout out to Maxi McGurk and Big Jerry from the Hatch. You fucking legends. Keep smashing it.
There's a guy called Cali man, and mate, from episode one till every, he's first on every Friday. Comments. Bingo comments, lads, love yous. He's kept my day in every day. That's the comment you want.
Yeah.
So, if you ever see you, mate, I buy you a pint. Well, alright, make yourself known to me and I will definitely buy you a pint. Because I don't know who Cali man is, but
he's. And there. I'll give you Cali.
Well, no, do you know what? Do you know what? Here, do you know what? A free ticket to the name show. If you want to come, there's a free ticket there, Cali man. Your name on it, mate, and I'll get you a pint. It's in the Sloan's on the 10th of January. So come, the lads will look after you.
Cali on the house.
Right, lads. Well, we'll leave it at that there. Thank you for coming on. And as I say, anyone tuned in for a bit of fucking bitchiness, there wasn't happening.
Oh, lucky.
Upper working class.
Upper working class.